Welcome back to another episode of FestoCast. So this one's been on my my notes for a really long time now. It's been there since it's been there since January. We are now towards the end of March. The title of the episode, or at least the title in the notes, because the title might actually be different based on SEO and all that other hot crap, is called Putting the Pro in Procrastination. This was supposed to be a follow-up episode to the New Year's resolution episode, the finale to season two of BestoCast. I promised in the New Year's resolution episode that I was going to get back in the saddle, and I was going to produce weekly, and I was going to produce a podcast weekly, and I was going to produce long form videos weekly, and I was going to produce shorts weekly, and I was going to grab the bull by the cojones, and I was going to seize the day, and I was going to make up for all that lost time that I accumulated since July of 2022. And come like mid-January, I wasn't doing anything. The plan was that I was going to stop working the side hustle for the winter. And it ended up that I had to extend working for the winter because there was still stuff that had to be paid. In my mind, it's like, oh, well, I'll work the side hustle. It only requires like X amount of hours of my day. So I'm still able to produce. I'm still able to edit. I still got some backlog of editing stuff. So, I could probably just balance both of them, and it never rings true. It never works out. It's like, by the time I'm done with that day, it's like, I don't want to be bothered. So I had this feeling where it's like, oh, well, I made this promise. I constantly, like when we were doing live streams, that was another thing. I wanted to go back to doing live streams possibly. And, when I was doing live streams, I try to announce what I'm doing next, or if I was doing a pre-recorded video, I would try to slip in there. Oh, here's this thing. I want to do G.I. Joe's. I want to do, some of these other projects. So that way, that it's out there and I could be on top of it. It's like, oh, well, you said you were going to do this. You got to come through and do this. Then February happened. In February, I stopped working that job, side hustle, for the next couple months. I have my winter break here, and I'm like, oh, it'll be time to catch up. I have all this backlog to catch up. But let me see here. Let me look back here. Looking at the catalog, February 1st was basically when season three started, and I actually was pretty much committed from there on out, give or take. It looks like I kept a weekly schedule and barely ever missed. So there's a positive. I'm trying not to dwell on the negative, and I don't want to make this the negative pity Paul party episode. That was just basically the idea was that this was going to be a follow-up to the New Year's resolution episode. And actually, I just wanted to do like a compare and contrast of how, what are the positives? Now that I kind of got my head out of my ass, what are the positives? Well, like, first of all, I guess there's the reality of it all. The fact that I have to get my head out of my butt and realize that I want to produce 20,000 G.I. Joe videos and four podcasts a week and do a live version and do some shorts. That's not realistic. That's what it kind of dumbed down to be. It's not realistic. This episode was on the QT for 2 weeks where it's like, I'm finally going to commit to this. I shuffled this around for other things. Other things took higher priority. And it's just like, just for the last 2 weeks, just like, I don't really feel like it. I think the reason, I think the mental reason is like, I don't want to dwindle it. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of just bitching about everything. Because I know it's like, again, it's the seasonal depression. It's the, I've come back and I've started doing work on YouTube again. And I see that my channel does better when I'm not around than when I am around, when I actually do something, everything plummets. So that's a hurdle that I have to go through. I think like all in all, I think the problem and the strategy or the thing I just got to realize is the game is hard to play when all they do is just change the goal. You know, the goalposts, they just keep moving them. They keep moving them all over the place. You know, I recall where it's like, oh, well, shorts, you know, YouTube shorts was the thing, and that's the way every channel has to go. And then in February, they tanked all that shit. I think we're far enough in here. I'm finally allowed to swear. They tanked all that shit. And, you know, it's like, you know, well, you know, people who committed, where are they now? Now you have to do like triple the workload to get anywhere with shorts. And I kind of, you know, and I'm a traditional person. I had hopes and dreams of being a filmmaker, and I went through video school and film school and learned the trade to have to shoot things. Now you have to shoot everything vertically, and you can only say it within 15 seconds, or you can say it within 60 seconds or less, and that's all you get. And it's that gets you the clicks, and that gets you the fortune in chicks, I guess. I don't know. Find a better analogy. The reality of it is that, you know, it's like as much as I want to be down upon it, I've been pretty good about at least hitting the goals. I do have some stuff that I do want to shoot for shorts that have been on the QT forever. Again, it's you play the freaking ever moving goalpost of YouTube, where, you know, it's like I dropped some videos some shorts videos related to unboxing Star Wars Starfighters. I did them 30 seconds. Because if I do them at 60 seconds, there's a huge drop-off rate. People will just watch, you know. If I do them at 60 seconds, people only watch, you know, only watch 30 seconds. So, you know, I did them for 30 seconds. Well, people will watch them for 30 seconds, only watch them for 15 seconds. So I ended up pulling down the three that I had on there. And I was going, you know, I edited them down to 15 seconds. And I have some additional ones to add to the load. And I'm kind of tossing back and forth of saving them until May, you know, May the 4th, haha. And I here's another goal that I don't know if I'll be able to hit, but I wanted to do an every day in May, as many podcasts, as many videos, as many shorts, as many live casts as I can do to hit every day in May. Might help my overall visibility of the page. I mean, the page is over almost 10 years old. One of the goals of last year, one of the things that was supposed to be come about of last year of around July before my computer crashed, was that I wanted to do, I was going to do live feeds, and then the goal of the live feeds were that they were going to get edited down and then redistributed wherever. So I've been working on the live feeds, the Pokemon's live feeds that I did with Kyra. All of them have been edited down and reissued. Some of them came from YouTube, some of them came from Twitch. I still have my Twitch archive, even though now it's been so long that I'm glad I pulled the video feeds or have the video feeds. Post computer crash, because all that stuff on Twitch is long gone. Nobody can really see it anymore. Finally got the Pokemans, the live Pokemans are all, well, almost all done and scheduled, worked ahead. I tried to do with the Bestocast, I tried to record ahead. We used to do that with Sleepless Nights, is that we would record a few episodes ahead, try to compensate for those days that, you know, you just don't feel it, compensate for those days that you're just procrastinating like hell, compensate for those days when other things come out, like production, or like not like, well, production, but like conventions and such. So I tried to do that with Bestocast, but it's a little hard because Bestocast hinges on a lot of like current media, current things that come out. So it's a little hard for me to produce super far ahead. You know, I was like, you know, I try to produce things with like, say, Willow, where I try to put Willow out while it was still hot. Willow, by the way, which I'm going to probably have to put this in its own podcast, has officially been canceled. And the reasons that it's been canceled were the reasons that I bitched about in that episode. Check that episode out if you can. The past couple weeks, I churned out a couple extra episodes to try to partake on current events, and I'm looking at the schedule, and it's like, oh, well, if I drop this when I'm supposed to drop this, it's going to be 4 weeks out, and, you know, and it's no longer going to be viable. You know, when we're talking about, like, the new G.I. Joes, you know, I kind of wanted to get that out sooner than 4 weeks from now, because by the time I get it out, they'll actually release those things that they were just talking about. So I had actually, like, bumped up the schedule where it's like usually our Wednesday, we have a Wednesday release, and now it's Wednesday and Sunday for a while now. I mean, I just missed this last Wednesday. This episode was supposed to be out this past Wednesday. I procrastinated it. Oh no. but yeah, the result was that I ended up burning through material faster than I was actually recording it. But moving forward, so I have a crap load of things that were recorded for the podcast. They were done live. I think they were all done on Twitch. Of course, you know, again, like I said, they're no longer available on Twitch, and they never really saw the light of day because shortly thereafter my computer took a crap. But I still have the files, and I've been procrastinating the one because the first one is from let's see here, January, February, March, April, May. Yeah, May 24th of last year was ranking the MCU movies live. This goes from the first movie, this goes from Iron Man all the way up to Multiverse of Madness. And, you know, like the reason why this has been a procrastination is we did this live and we went crazy. You know, there was a picture in picture, and I had a rolling backdrop that whatever I cut back to it for whatever reason, the backdrop would just restart. So you'd see all the skippiness. Another thing about doing these live things, re-editing these live things, a lot of technical glitches, it's almost to a degree where it's like, I don't know how I want to do live videos, especially live edit videos that are going to get re-edited to, fully produced videos, you know, get edited down, because it's just, you know, there's a lot of like technical problems, you know, a lot of like, well, we have to go now. So there's the, you know, like lighting issues, a lot of like artifacts, a lot of skippiness because I don't know, it was still recording to the hard drive, but it was still skipping around or whatever. There was still latency. And I don't know, like going forward, if I'm going to do that kind of thing, because I just feel like it affects the quality. You know, I try to hold a higher standard. I know sometimes it's hit or miss, but I think it's more hit than it is miss for Besto TV. And, you know, kind of going back through that kind of stuff is just like, I just edited the one Pokemon, and it's just like, you know, we did two cameras, and for whatever reason, the color balance between two cameras is always off, and it took like an hour or so to calibrate those cameras every single goddamn time. There was no way to save a preset to it. I had there's notepads here where everything's written down, and so like when you go to the overhead camera, depending on where like Kyra's hands were, like things were like overblown. It was blown out because it was super lit, and we knew it. You know, we're talking about it on camera, but you know, we're live, so there's no way of like stopping, you know fixing the camera without stopping the feed. So I don't know the future of doing live feeds. I guess it just depends on what it is. It depends on if I'm just going to do a one-off consumable, watch it and you're done kind of thing, or going to do an ongoing thing. I'd mentioned at one point in time about possibly doing memberships on my YouTube channel. I'm nowhere near, like I have no way of, you know, I'm no, you know, it's... Again, it's this constant moving of the goalposts that I know, like, if I have it, it's going to be there, but it's just, I'm just going to be talking to an empty room majority of the time, and that's going to affect me. It's going to affect me. It's going to affect my production. It's going to affect the burnout. But anyway, going back to the ranking the MCU movies. So, you know, I'm kind of, you know, like I said, there was a lot of technical issues, and I had started editing it. I was editing this all the way up until, like, when the computer died. And basically, like, I was able to salvage the footage and rearrange it and redo, like, we were using, like, the tier ranking system. So I was able to go to the website and redo the tier ranking. I would just play the audio and then move all the movies on the tier based off of how I'm talking or Riley's talking on the audio, and just, you know, redo that. I only did half of that before the computer crashed. I just did the other half of that yesterday. So that's a long time going. And then there's this gnawing in the back of my brain where it's like, this is a year ago. There's so many more MCU stuff. You know, I don't know, like SEO wise, I don't know if anybody's going to even watch this crap or listen to the episode or anything else. I mean, this is an episode that required visualization. And I had since separated the two. Bestocast used to be a simulcast between Spotify and YouTube, where I would just we would do the live stuff, live to edit stuff. It would go on YouTube, it would go to Spotify. I think there was a delay of several days between the two, whichever would benefit me better. And I ended up backtracking that because I ended up doing. I feel more better doing this as an audio podcast instead of a visual vodcast. There's just so many plates to spin to do a vodcast versus the podcast. And I kind of prefer the podcast. I mean, I used to listen to a boatload of podcasts when I did a lot of traveling in my car. And, you know, it's like, I don't want a vodcast. You know, I'm not watching these things for a vodcast. And I think that it was hurting my channel too, because like the visual element was that I was just using bars. You know, I was going into After Effects, and then I was syncing my voice to what did they call them? EQ bars. So I was just using the bars for visualization with like some sort of animated background. It was tanking my YouTube channel. I mean, it doesn't take much to tank my YouTube channel, but it was just another thing that was out there that was like a half an hour show. There was no visuals. YouTube is pushing for podcasts, but they weren't freaking pushing for podcasts because we got to constantly move those goalposts. And the opposite end of it was like, you know, Spotify is pushing for the visual stuff, but they weren't pushing for the visual stuff. And, you know, depending on where it gets distributed, because, you know, everything gets put into Anchor and then goes to Spotify and then gets redistributed elsewhere. And anywhere that's not Spotify doesn't get those visual vodcasts. So they only get the stripped audio. And again, moving the goddamn goalposts. The podcast got to go where the podcast got to go, and the video's got to go where the video's got to go. So I ended up separating the two beginning this year. I think the New Year's resolution episode was actually the final visual episode on final time BestoCast appeared on Besto TV, youtube.com/BestoTV. However, now here we go with moving some more goalposts again. Spotify moved goalposts where, you know, wasn't making much off of the ads, but you know, it was a little bit of something. It compensates for any file cards that I may need to get when they get corrupted and so on and so forth. Not really much, but you know, it was there. Spotify moved the goalposts where it's like, oh well, now we're going to look at this like YouTube looks at it. You need to have X amount of subscribers, and you need to have all these X amount of listeners, and they have to listen through X amount of minutes of the podcast, and they can't skip around. And so they moved that. And I, honestly, I don't give a shit anymore. I don't give a shit anymore. I am so tired. It's been 10 years of chasing that. I don't get it. It's been anywhere with me where it's like, oh, it's bad titles, bad SEO, bad thumbnails. You know, the videos are good. They all want you to make stuff that's for their platform, that's for their sponsors, that is for them. And, you know, like, you know, screw me if I want to make Mr. Lobo Does. Screw me if I want to make something that is entertainment, that is funny, that is comedy based. You know, not the 5 millionth reviewer who's going to do Minecraft or the 15th million viewer that's going to play a retro video game or, you know. You know, it's like you try to do your own path, and the goalpost is, well, no, we want you to do whatever benefits us. You know, and it was the same with Amazon when I was putting videos on Amazon. You know, I had the goalposts removed for that. And I guess, you know, since they're the ones that are shelling out the money, I guess they're the ones that I'm supposed to kiss the ass for. But I don't want to dumb down my channel to be just a clone of what everybody else does just to make money. And that's where I think I've gotten to the point where I just don't give a shit anymore. You know, as far as like Mr. Lobo does, here's, you know, and I just went into the, down the negative hole, for that. I did, that sounded wrong. But here's the positive hole for Mr. Lobo does, you know, the negative hole was that we never really got many views on that series. And that series I wanted to do multiple seasons and we had fun doing it. But you know, it challenged me creatively. It challenged Lobo creatively, but just the views are never there. And I mean, honestly, like moving forward, the positives out of this was that when we decided to put it on Blu-ray, we did a fundraiser for it. And we were like, you know, anybody that helps with this fundraiser gets their name on the Blu-ray. And it went into outer space. Like it did tons better than what it ever did on YouTube. If I could capture that and replicate that and do that over and over again, I would totally capture that and replicate that and do that over and over again. That was more conducive of my time, made me feel better for the work that I did, made me a little bit more proud of the work that I did versus the 26 cents that YouTube decides that they have to pay me per month on creating that stuff. You know, it's like, you know, you have to have the best of the best camera, best of the best audio, and I'm back down that negative hole again. Where was I? Oh, I was back to the ranking the MCU movies. It's constant railroads. I've been re-editing that, and I guess it's been taking longer than a normal live episode. I actually consider skipping it and coming back to it. But I am a creature of it has to be in sequence. So if I skip it and come back, and when you guys see it on there and it's not in sequence, you know, there's some confusion. But this shit's over a year old, so there's going to be confusion anyway. So I don't know what I'm going to do with it. All these things, let's see here, episode 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 are all things that I have to edit. So that those are 5 episodes. Those are 5 episodes that all have visual elements. Because they have visual elements and season 2 is on YouTube, I'm probably going to still release them on YouTube. Only because there is this caveat. Whether or not I'm using that right, Mr. Lobo said I might not have been using the word caveat right, but I'm using word caveat here. As of yesterday, YouTube moved the goalposts yet again and said, "Hey, we're doing podcasts." It's like, great. You've been doing podcasts for several years now. And I'm, you know, my stuff never shows up in podcasts. However, you know, Angry Video Game Nerd that I watch constantly shows up in the podcast category for whatever reason, even though I wouldn't consider that a podcast. I would just consider that a show. After 2 months of deciding, hey, I'm not going to do podcasts on YouTube, they're like, hey, here we go. Here's how you do podcasts. And they rolled out their thing with podcasts. If you go to YouTube Music and you search, you should be able to search BestoCast. It should come up as a podcast. And how it's supposed to be treated is the videos are converted to audio. So if you're listening to YouTube Music in your car, you can get the podcasts without any of the visuals. Again, they constantly move the goalposts, so I'm not 100% thrilled on this. You know, it's the thing that I wanted. It brought out all the episodes that are on there. I think there was like 34 episodes on YouTube. I had them either private or unlisted, except for the few that had like visual, you know, if there was some that had the visual element, I left them, public, but most of them I turned off because I didn't want people to find them because it was tanking, you know, it was just tanking my audience retention. So I didn't want them there. And now with their announcement, they're like, oh, well, you know, these are going to be converted onto audio. People on YouTube Music will find it. You know, now it's actually going to be treated like a freaking podcast. Am I allowed to say fuck now? I mean, that's another goalpost that's been moved around, whether or not I'm allowed to swear, but I'm going to say fucking goalpost that was being moved around. So I unprivatized all of them. I all listed them as podcasts. Again, this is so freaking new that they show up, even though the podcast is listed on the Best of TV dashboard on YouTube, it still has the visual elements. It doesn't play just the audio. I don't know how it's going to work moving forward. It seems like I just upload a video and then I put it into the podcast playlist and then it converts the, you know, convert it in audio. So I'm assuming that it's going to be, the visual side is going to be there and the audio side is going to be on the YouTube music side, which creates a lot of issues because, again, I don't want to tank my channel, you know, doing the podcasts if they're not going to do them properly. If they're just going to just throw it out there with the rest of the videos and you know, best of luck. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish these five videos. They will go on YouTube. They will go on the visual side of Spotify. They will get the audio version on Spotify. I apologize. I understand that when you, if you listen to iTunes or everything else, you probably get two instances of the episode. You get the visual, the audio version of the video, and then just the audio version of the audio. I have no control over it. I apologize. I don't know. I'm kind of a creature of habit because it's like I don't fully understand what they're doing with these, if they're doing anything with these, if it's all on my shoulders, who sees what, when, where, how, why, and next week it's going to be moved. Also being said is that I said I was a creature of habit, so everything has to be in order, which brings issues where it's like, well, now I'm dropping Ranking the MCU Movies, the 2022 version. I'm just going to have to look up like some sort of SEO. There's nothing I can do about it on YouTube. It just appear wherever it would appear. It's a thing that pisses me off about the podcast playlist. It will just appear however I can't seem to rearrange it the way I want it. So in the YouTube playlist, it will just appear wherever it is until either that gets fixed or it does never get fixed. Who knows? But Spotify things, on the Anchor side of things, it will drop whenever. So I think like if I can maintain my editing goals the way I've been doing it, it will probably be these older episodes will drop on Sunday. They will appear new for probably, I'm going to allow them to be there as brand new for 4 weeks, and then I can backdate them, and I will backdate them where they belong. It'll probably hurt my Spotify. At this point, I don't give a shit. So that's pretty much all. I mean, as far as procrastinating, yeah, it took a little time. But I'm getting there. I'm finally making strides. We're at the end of our time limit, but I've been updating the YouTube SEO. I've been updating the Spotify SEO, hoping to churn, you know, maybe that's my problems is to gain more traffic. And I've been updating, besto.tv. I'm on the version 3.0 of the website, just updating that when I'm updating the SEO. So it's just, right now there's still the drop page that has the current work, but then I'm just going to work on the backlog when I find time and I update it on YouTube. I will update it on the website and have a new drop page for that. So hopefully that gets more eyeballs to the content. But I thank you all for the listening to me rant. We'll see if we do a version 3 of this of the YouTube bitch. But as far as that goes, I am out of here. See you next week.